Susvil. Machlokes is about this type of a grasshopper. Or Susvil. What's the Machlokes over here? Because could be Bereishi or Kuliam Le Pliga the Osir. He also knows with the other one, a long headed grasshopper, for sure is Osir. But you know what the Machlokes over here is? The Chnofav Chayfen Es Rubai are they at Chak. A Simon Torah is that the grasshopper's wings covers up its whole body. Here it covers up its body, but bedeichik, only by force when it squeezes itself together. For a normal manner, it does not cover itself up. That's my question. Masava rubai called dubinin, that you have to have the whole thing covered up. Called any type of roi. So even though it's only a dead chak, but as long as you have a roi, long as roi, most of its body is covered up by its wings, it's okay. Or masava no. Ruba de Minkar Binin. It has to be more than just a pure robe. It has to be a Ruba de Minkar. Rashi says, Raiv Haniru Lanam, that we could see. And here we can't see it. Here it's only just about makes it that the majority of its body is covered up. That's the Machlokes. How much of a Raiv do you have to have? You have to have a Raiv Gomer that you could see, like 70%, or it's enough, just 55%. That's the Machlokes.
Was it Rabbi a delicacy then?
Right. Now, his last thing was, second thing was, the Yamashka based Mitzvahai the Chayim. He said, it's been tried to hold that the liquid in the base of Mikdash is Torah. Now, my Dachin, what does it mean to say the water in the base of Mitzvahai is still Torah? So, Rav Oma Dachin Mamish, it's completely Torah. Means even a sheret or a mace touches the water in the base of Mikdash, that water is Torah, completely. Ushmul Oma no Dachin Milatam Acherim. Means it's Torah that this water cannot be metam as something else. But avotumas atzmon yeshben, but the water itself or the blood itself of a sheret or a mace touches it, the water does become tummy. What's the machlokes? Rav Oma dochid mamish. Rav holds it's completely tohor. Kisava Rav holds tumash mashkin drabonin. The chlal, that water is ever makabel tumah, it's only midrabonin. That means with the raisa, if a mace touches water, the water is tohor. Water is not something to be makabel tumah. It's only oichlin or kainim. But water, he holds, is not makabel tumah. So Rashi says, even though the pasuk says, v'chol mashka sheyishta itamei, so the Gemara answers over there, it means, yitma means hechsher. It only means water could be machsher something makabel tumah. If water comes upon a pri, then the pri is able to accept tumah. But water itself, according to Rav Midiraisa, is not makabel tumah. It's only midirabbanan that water is makabel tumah. Therefore, v'chigaz the rabbanan tumah b'mashkin di'alma. Every other place outside the Beis Hamikdash made the gzeira. Avo b'mashkin be mitzvachaya. But the water in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Beis Hashchitz in the Beis Hamikdash, legot rabbanan. The rabbanan were not moistiv tumah in the Beis Hamikdash, so the rabbanan did not put an issa of tumah gzeira tumah mashkin in the Beis Hamikdash. So Rav held he meant to say it's tor completely. Shmuel Amish says no. Dochein milatam acherim. Rabbi Yosi only meant to say that the water in the Beis Hamikdash has no power to be metame something else. Avotumas atzman yeshben. But if a sheret or a mate touches the water itself does become tummy. Why? Kisavar he holds tumas mashkin diraisa. Shmuel holds that midiraisa mashkin could be makabel tumah. If a mace touches water, the water becomes tummy midiraisa. But just letami acherim, that water could be metame something else to make it a shenu l'tumah, that's only the rabbonin. That's what the rabbonin de galotho. And therefore on this, v'chi gozru rabbonin b'mashkin d'yalma. Whether the rabbonin make gzera by mashkin d'yalma. But b'mashkin based mitzvachayin le gozru. On the mashkin, in the base of Mikdash, by the base of Shchita, they did not make the gzera. They did not want to be most of tumah in the base of Mikdash. Now the third one's bothering everybody. The third one is the Adikar of Lameisa Misoyev. If you touch a mace, you become Tamei. That was the third thing that he was master, and therefore he received his nickname, Tikarile Yaisi Sharya. That was the nickname. The question is, Yaisef Asra Miboyle. They should call him Yaisef the Machmir. The third halach is a Chumrah. He's saying if you touch a mace, you become Tamei like for 7 days. You have too much mace on you. So what's the Chiddush here? The Yais, secondly, the Yiraisi. These are the Halach of the Yiraisa. The Pasuk says, V'chol ha-sheyiga afnei ha-sodom, v'chalal cherev by the mace. So whoever touches the mace, he himself has tumas mace on him, but he himself is tumas for 7 days. So the Torah says this, that if a person touches the mace, you are come tummy for 7 days, you're an Afa Tumah. So what's the Chiddush here? And also, it's a Chumrah, not a Kula.
Right,
yes. So like this, the Gemara says, true. The Yaraisa, the Yikar is tummy. Mid Yaraisa, person that touches the mace itself, he becomes tummy for 7 days, he has tummy mace on him. But Yikar is Tor, a person now, a second person, that touches the first person, he's Tor mid Yaraisa. We'll soon see if that's true or not. The Yasuwinu, the Rabbanah now came and made Xera, the Gozer, Afilu Yikar. That if a second person touches the first person, even the second person has a tumas shiva, his tumas for 7 days. That's one gzerim of the Rabbanim. Now the Asa Iyu, Rabbi Yossi K, the Yukma of the Yeraisa, and he took away the second gzerim and put it back to the din of the Yeraisa, that only if you touch your mace itself are you tummy. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. If someone touches the mace, then he has tumas shiva on him. But that's the kula. Because the Chomin says we made Xera, that not only the first one that touched the mace, but even the second one that touches the first person, he also becomes Tumma Shiva. And on this, Rabbi Yossi says, the Kula, no, there's no such Xera. It's only the first one that's Tumma, not the second one. So more the question, is this true? He carved, Namidi writes, it's not true what you're saying. If one person touches the second person, and the second one touches the first person, he's also Tumma Di Raisa 7 days. The Pasuk says clearly, V'chola she'yigo boi ha'tomei yitma. Whoever touches this first person that touched the mace also becomes tomei. And the chur yitma means his regular tumas mace, but he's also tomei for 7 days. So the second person that touched the first person, midiraisa is tomei 7. So why are you telling me it's gzeira with the rabbanon and the yosef takes away the gzeira? So I answer you like this. Amru, it said like this. Amru rabbanon kaim mid the rav. The Rav in front of Rav, Kaim the Rav in front of Rav, Mishmei the Mazutra, Bray the Rav Nachman. The Yom he said over Mishmei the Rav Nachman. That's like this: the Yaraisa, the Korav, Vidikorav, the Chiburin, Tumas Shiva. True. That again, Ruvain is touching the mate. Shimon is touching Ruvain. Now, if Ruvain is still touching the mate, now there's a chain here. Shimon is touching Ruvain, and Ruvain is touching the mace, true. Then midiraisa, the tumah goes from the mace to Ruvain, and then from Ruvain it goes to Shimon. Shimon is a tumah mace, midiraisa, for 7 days now. He has tumah shiva on him. That's midiraisa. But only b'chiburim, when they're touching one another. Shimon b'chiburim, let's say Ruvain lets go of the mace, and now Shimon comes and touches Ruvain, tumas erev, midiraisa. Shimon is only Tomei Erev. He touched an Avat Tumah. He becomes Tomei, but not for 7 days. He's only Tomei 1 day. That's all a regular Tumah he has. That's the luck of the Yiraisa. Now, V'yosu Inu, the Rabbanan came and made Xera V'gozru Afilu Shlei B'chiburin Tumah Shiva. They first made Xera that now when Shimon touches Reuven, even though Reuven left go of the mate, with the Rabbanan they gave Shimon a Tumah Shiva. They made Xerva Shalod Bechiburin, Otto Bechiburin. On this now, the Yotze Iyu, Rabbi Yossi came and was Mata this Xerva, the Yukmi of Yeraisa. And he came to say clearly, it's only like the Torah says, it's only either Bechiburin, or else only the first one is Tumah Shiva. But the second one, the touching the first one, he has no Tumah Shiva. That was the Loka, that the Korib, the Korib. Only the first one, the touching the mace, he has Tumah Shiva, not the second one, and that's the Kula. Now, the Yiraisa, where's the Pasuk of the Yiraisa? So the Pasuk says, Hanageya b'meisach o'nefesh odeh v'tomei shivas yamin. So one day says, one Pasuk says, if you touch your mace, you tell me for 7 days. Or another Pasuk says, V'chola she'igur boi ha'tomei yitma, that mashmi yoni tomei 1 day, that's all. Or Chsiv, v'hanefesh hanagaz titma ad'erev. So clearly at the end of this Pasuk, you only tell me 1 day, so it's a sirah. Okay, so that's what it's be. One pasuk says you tomei for 7, and one pasuk says you tomei for only 1 day. How could that be? So kan v'chiburim. Like midi writes, if Shimon is touching Reuven, and Reuven right now is touching the mate, then Shimon has tumah shiva on him. Kan shle v'chiburim. But if when Shimon is touching Reuven, Reuven already let go of the mate, then Shimon only has tumah erev 1 day. Yeah, so that Zera Rabbi Yossi was Mata the Zera Rabbanu. Omalu Rava Labamin Lachodin. I tell you already, Latichlu Bi Buki Srikud Rav Nachman. Don't say foolish things over the name of Rav Nachman. But rather, it's not the pshat what Rav Nachman said over. But rather, Hokiyam Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman said. That Sofik Tumer B'Shus Rabin Hitlehem. The what Rav Yosi was matter was not this halacha of Dikari B'Dikari. But rather, Rav Yosi was matter a case of Sofik Tumer B'Shus Rabin. Somebody had a doubt whether it's Tumer B'Shus Rabin or not. That's what he was matter.
Okay.
10 lines, 15 lines down from the bottom. Again, when the middle of Shal is that, what was the last halacha that Rabbi Yossi said? That Rabbi Yossi was matir. So far was saying it was b'diyakri, about somebody touched a mace, and a second person touches him. Now the Gemara says, Omulu Rava. Omulu Rava. Lava mina l'chu. Didn't I already tell you once that l'titlu bi buki sriki b'Rav Nachman? Don't say like foolish things, empty things in the name of Rav Nachman. You just said, that was Rav Nachman said, that he was Mekel, that Bidiyakriv, Bidiyakriv. So now Rashi says, Bukis Rukim means Kadim Rekim, Klema, Dvorim Sheinim Tam. Don't say all the things that has no reason to it. But rather, you should know, Hochi Yom Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman really said, that what was the Gzeira, what was Alocha that Rabbi Yossi was Mekel? It was Alocha of Sofik Tumav Rishus Rabin, Hitlehem. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say. That a Sofik Tum Rashi says, Sheinam Noigim Bayisav, Vochikoma, V'yaldiyakriv Vadai Lameisa Misoyiv. Rabbi Yossi had to say, if somebody touches the mace for sure, he knows he touched the mace, then he's Tomei. But Avo Sofik Lai, if somebody's walking through the Rishus Rabin, and he has a doubt, he has a Sofik whether he touched the mace or not, you should know, then you're Tor. That was a law of Rabbi Yossi. So I'm asked the question, you need Rabbi Yossi for this? That's halacha. What's the question? Vahilkasa, mi saita germin in law. We learn out from saita. Ma saita rishusa yochin. Saita is a suffix. We have a doubt. Maybe the lady lived with another man. So the Torah says she's also to a husband. But it's only because it was a stira. It was a rishusa yochin. Is af tum of rishusa yochin. For then any suffix tum is only tum of rishusa yochin. So if you have a doubt, if you touch something tum of rishusa rabim, halacha is, Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Rabin is Tor. So that's me the Yeraisa. So what do you need Rabbi Yossi for? Well, it says, and Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha V'Ein Marin Kain. That's the pshat. That even though there's a limud from Saita, that any time you touch the Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Rabin, you're Tor, Rabbi Yechanan said that's Halacha that way, but V'Ein Marin Kain, the Rav should not tell everybody. He should not notify people this Halacha. In order they should not be mezalzel in Tumah. And therefore, the os eel, now Rabbi Yossi came and he said over the Arulei Aruya. He also taught it to his Tamidim. Like he held, no, you're allowed to teach this halacha to other people that Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Rabin is Torah. So that was the third kula that Rabbi Yossi applied. Tanya Nam Yachav, remember this also. Rabbi Yudu Aimer, Karois Noyatzlehem. They were like beams for the boundary that was stuck into the ground. The Yomer, they said, Adkan Rishus Rabin. Up at the Lear is a Rishus Rabin. And therefore, if there's a suffix, if you have a doubt whether you touched a mace or not, you should know your Torah. And Adkan Rishus Yochid. This is the boundary for Rishus Yochid. But if you have a doubt whether you touched a mirror, then you are Tommy.
Why should we say
suffix? You have a Tosis, like you look at the Tosis. For Allah has some Isaiah to Gamina law, Lav Dafka Misaiah to Gamina, Misaiah to Gamina, Misaiah to Gamina, true. If you have a chazaka, then you do not have to learn out from Saita. But there are cases where there's no chazaka. Even the case where a person lost his cheskes tayro. Still, we say Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Rabin is Torah. You're right. If you have a chazaka, you do not need it. But there are cases without a chazaka that you need it. Nothing more says, Kiyos l'kayim with Rabbi Yanai, when they came in front of Rabbi Yanai, Omelahu, Homaya v'shikusa v'nehora zilu tfulu. Rabbi Yanai used to tell them, listen, there's plenty of water in the river. Go in and be tevil. Because he like was machmir. And if he had a Sofik Tumah, he would not rely on Sofik Tumah B'Rishus Rabin is Torah. But he tell the listeners, plenty of water in the river. Take advantage. Go in there. Right. Then the Mishnah says, the Ashlokas. That's the next issue of the Rabbonin. Shlokas, not to eat things that the Goyim cooked. Now the Gemara starts off, Minuhan Emili, how do I know this? So Omer Rab Chia Bar Abba, Omer Rab Yechanan, Omer Akro,
Oichel v'akesef taspireni, will buy food with money, v'yachalti and I'll eat it, u'mayim v'akesef titenli, and give me money, we'll pay for water also, b'shasit, and I'll drink it. So it's a diakir, the food is like water, kamayim, ma mayim, shloi nishtanu, just like water did not change. Here the Jews were buying the food off the goyim. So just like when they bought water, it means water that's not changed, af oichel shloi nishtanu. They only bought food like an apple or a cucumber, something that was not changed. Mashmev was changed by the goyim, meaning they cooked it, a Jew would not buy it. So the Havamina is, this is the Nisiv Yiraiso, and Tosfos brings a proof from this, that really there are two different gezeiros. There was one gezeira kadmar, this gezeira of shlokos, the Rabbanan put way before the Rabbanan put the Yisuf Pas. The gezeira of Pas only came later on by the Yudchas Dvorim. But the Issa not teach shlok, is not teach something the guy cooked, there was a gzera way before. And the Havim Minor is even awesome in the Raisa, and the Maskara know it's only awesome in the Rabbonim. But our co-porn, that's the place explains, this gzera was never touched. Nobody was mocked at this gzera. Even though we had a sign before that the gzera of Pasakum could be the Rizaheta, that's why Paspalta would make a lawn, but by Bishalakum, this Issa never had a heta. Nobody was mocked at this Issa. This was Issa Kadmi. So Namor says, if so, Elo Meyativ, this is true. Chitin, the awesome Kaloyas Hokin Amidi Asurin, you want to say if you take wheat and you roast it, roasted wheat should also be Yosef Nishtanu. Must be Chitin, maybe yes, Chitin Hokin Ami, for a time we learn clearly. Chitin, even if a guy took wheat, the Yosef Kaloyas, and he roasted it in the oven, he made roast wheat out of it, Mutarin, you're allowed to buy it from a guy. The question is why? We'll soon see. Was Ella true, but make the deal like this. Ella Kamayim. Ma Mayim Shloi Nishtanu Mibriyosim. It did not change from the way it was grown, the way it was created. It's Af Oichol Shloi Nishtanu Mibriyosim. Just means you cannot buy food from a guy that the guy changed it from the way it was grown. Now these Kloyos is the same wheat. He only roasted it. That did not change the form of the wheat. Therefore it's Mutter. So Mor says, is that true, Ella Miyatim? So, Chitin V'tochnon. If a guy would take wheat and grind it up into flour, and you want to say it's also to buy flour off a guy, because flour was changed from the form of wheat, the chitim, if you want to tell me, yes, but Tani, we learn out like this. It says in the Braisa, chitim, the yosan kaloyis, if a guy took wheat and roasted it in the oven, and so now, ha-kamochim v'yasilta shalhem, the flour and the coarse flour that comes out from this, mutarim, says clearly you're allowed to buy flour off a guy. The question is why? If you tell me now, Kamayim, Shloi Nishtanu Mibriyosan, flour was changed from the form of wheat? Ella rather make a drush like this maybe. Kamayim, food was like water. Ma Mayim, Shloi Nishtanu Mibriyosan, Ayideho Or, just like water was not changed because the fire was not bishy, did not cook it up, is Af Oichel, even if it cooked up water. But it does not change it from the same form that it was originally. It's Af Oichel. That has to be the same thing. Food also. Shloi Nishtanu Mibriyosai Aydehor. That has to be that fire did not change it from the form it was created. So therefore here, when you first took the wheat and you roasted it, you did not change the form. It's the same form the way it was grown. Then the guy took it and ground it up, made it into flour. True, he changed the form, but not through fire. He changed the form through grinding it up. So maybe that's still mutter. So here's the question. Midi or ksiv. Listen, if you're learning out from this pasuk does not say fire. It just says achila was like mayim. So if you make any type of a drasha that water is not changed, mibriyosai, it should be back to food. Food was not changed. No difference through fire or through grinding. So therefore, from this pasuk, it should be us even to buy flour. And we know it's mutter. So therefore the Gemara says, Ela Midrabbanan. Really, this is